Jamie, back in those days, people would help each other on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was hard for one man to cut hay and thrash it and everything off. And they had what they call thrashing days. And it'd really be a banquet for lunch. Because all the neighbor women would come in, and their husbands would come, and they'd help out in the field. And some of them would be cutting the hay, some of them baling it, and some would be hauling it in. And the women would bring food in, and they'd have large quantities of fried chicken and steak if someone had killed a beef, or if they had killed a hog, they'd have ham, and they'd serve that along with vegetables, all kind of vegetables, desserts, coffee, milk, and that was another type of entertainment as well as work. And then they would also have if someone had a house to burn or barn to, that they needed to put up, they'd all get together and work and put it up just in a few days. You know, back then we had, as I said, no electricity, so there was no television, no movies, no radios, except the ones that a few people had that was operated by batteries. So everybody kind of had to make their own games. Now this is for adults as well as children. And then some of the men would get out and they'd shoot turtles. And some of them even had what they call operating on cats. And they called it scissor straighting instead of castrating. They called it scissor straighting.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of mean.
That is mean.
And one thing that some of them would do would be they'd cut switches and you'd run down through a line and everybody tried to hit you as you went down. That was the men. They, with their overalls on, see, they could go through it and to see who could go.
Who was the toughest.
Who was the toughest. And we had one lady there that she always liked to make ice cream. And if anybody could go get the ice and bring in, and a lot of times they would just put it in have a tub with ice crushed up in it. You'd have to crush it because it came in block size, and you set this bucket in the middle of the tub and turned it back and forth with your hand, just switch it back and forth.
And that's how they made ice cream?
That's how we made our ice cream.
Did that not take a long time?
It took a long time. And it took a strong hand. Mm-hmm. And a lot of patience to sit there and do that.
I can imagine.
To go back to some of your road building and all of that, they would have a call meeting of the men in the community. And each community through the area, like where we live, was Smithland when I was real small. And then there was an area called Warren Holler and Champ. Now, the men from each area would meet, and then they'd get with the other men and decide how, if they had to build a road, how they would lay it out, and how they would do that with the shovels and picks. And then they had some work opening up ditches by shoveling the soil out from each side. And they'd have to remove the larger rocks with some equipment that the county had. But they'd have to do it just when the county could bring it into their area. Because it would be, by the time you carried it over a whole county, you know, it'd take a good while.
So building roads was a major job.
It was a major job. And if they built a bridge across a creek or something, that was also a major job. And I remember my dad telling about this man trying to drive nails into the flooring on the bridge, and he couldn't get them to go, so he went to one of the neighbor women there and got some beeswax. And he would get that beeswax hot and put the nails in it, then he'd drive into the wood easy.
Huh. Interesting.
Uh-huh. And they used mules on building the roads to operate the dirt scoops to help them get along a little bit faster on the roads.
Do you remember if there was any newspapers in your town?
Yes, I can remember my dad getting a paper and reading it.
Do you happen to remember how much it cost?
No. I don't remember how much they cost, but it had to be very little. He also liked to read detective books.
Uh-huh. Mystery.
He would sit by the lamplight at night and read a lot of times when he got through reading his paper. While he would sit there and read the mystery books, and I can remember him telling me about, he'll say, well, this one is true because I remember it happening.
Huh.
And that always interested me. And I think that's one thing why I like to read today.
You love reading.
Uh-huh. I like to read and to sew, and I think that came about from when I was small.
And you also like to farm and...
Yes.
You're a hard worker, just like your parents.
I like to get out and...
And fish.
I love to fish. And I like to dig in the dirt, plant seed.
Mm-hmm. During the Depression, though, people thought this was the way of living. They didn't dwell on the fact that they didn't have much. They just accepted it.
Right. There was, the best I remember, there was one tractor in the community. And this fellow would take the tractor and lease the lands for people that were able to pay him. But most of them just had to get out with a turning plow with the mules and do that. And a lot of the houses in that time were still log houses. So if you happened to have a nice frame house, you were really counted as being uptown.
Mm-hmm.
There was another thing I remember happening, which I guess it instilled in me then a fear of airplanes, which I've never really gotten over. There was an air circus that came to Fayetteville, which was the larger community around there, and something happened while it was a barnstorming plane, and it came down and killed it killed nine people and injured a lot.
The people out watching it, was
It was a big group of people out watching it, and it was, you know, just up in the air.
Uh-huh.
turning flips and going in circles and
putting on a show.
Just putting on a show. And it failed. Of course, killed those. And they even tried to bring the pilot up for murder charges for which he couldn't. The plane just probably something went down. Went wrong with it because it didn't go down.
Oh, me.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, back to the schools. We didn't have very many books back then. It's more or less a book to read, teacher to read, and one for spelling, and one for arithmetic. And there was no such thing, really, as a student acting ugly or being disrespectful to the teacher, because back then, if a student was disrespectful to the teacher, he'd get a whipping at home, and then at school, and then another one at home.
That's how it should be now.
Because they didn't have very much time to go to school. A lot of the boys especially. And they tried to learn what they could. Of course, there was a few that showed up.
Was the Bible taught in school? Or
yes.
Was that kept separate?
No. We had our Bible study every morning. And we had to learn for school as well as for church. We memorized a Bible verse. And when the teacher would get up and read the few verses out of the Bible and have a prayer, then they would say, "Who learned the new Bible verse?" And of course, everybody's hands went up pretty wonderful.
I see. So the Bible was very important.
Yes, it was very important. And even after the Depression area, the Bible was taught in our school. And we were given credit on it, just like
history
and
English or something.
Yes.
We're about to run out of tape, and I'd like to thank you for your interview today. We've learned a lot about the Depression and time that you lived in, and how people were accepted around the community, and what they did, and the entertainment, and the churches, and the homes, and the farming, and we've learned a lot from this today. Is there something you'd like to say to end with?
Well, I am glad to share this with you. This is carries me back to a lot of the good times. And it's it was a good time. I know people nowadays, if you had to go back and live like that, it would be hard on you, but we didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, as I said, we made our own fun, we invented our own games, we enjoyed getting out and playing with cousins and friends and the neighbor's children. And there was no such thing as having to hire babysitters because there was no place to go for the parents to leave the kids unless they get together on every once in a while. They get together like on a Saturday night, and the men in the community, they could play an instrument, would get together and play, and they'd move all the furniture out of the room, and they'd have a dance.
Oh, and it's kind of like a dance.
And then they would have desserts for them to eat afterwards.
So that's where you learned all your moves, huh?
That's where all you children go to take it back to the old times.
All those good dance moves you have.